An Army soldier is in custody today after he allegedly killed his wife and a New York State police trooper last night. Sergeant Justin Walters did two tours in Afghanistan. The shooting happened outside his home near the Fort Drum Army base in northern New York. Lauren Rosenthal with North Country Public Radio has more.
State police say Trooper Joel Davis was the first officer to arrive on the scene last night after receiving reports of gunshots. The call came from the rural town of Theresa, New York, not far from the massive Fort Drum Army base. Justin Walters, a 32-year-old Army infantryman, allegedly shot Trooper Davis fatally as he approached.
This is a terrible, terrible loss to this community.
State Police Superintendent George Beach spoke at a press conference this afternoon.
These state police troopers and sheriff's deputies are literally our protectors. And they're out here every single minute of every single day.
Beach said that Walters quickly surrendered when other police arrived on scene. They found two more shooting victims, a family friend who's expected to survive, and then Walters' wife, 27-year-old Nicole Walters.
The wife of Justin Walters was found deceased in the driveway of the residence with multiple gunshot wounds.
Justin Walters has been charged with first and second degree murder. Trooper Joel Davis is survived by his wife and three children. Addie Jenny, now a New York State Assemblywoman, told reporters she was friends with Davis nearly her whole life.
I just want everyone to know what a wonderful, wonderful man he was, going to try to provide assistance to in a very bad situation. And he's going to be seriously missed by all of us.
State Police and the Army's Criminal Investigation Command say they're working together to investigate the shooting. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo has ordered flags flown at half-mast to honor Trooper Joel Davis. For NPR News, I'm Lauren Rosenthal in Watertown, New York.